We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right. This is the Back Brief. I'm Rod Rodriguez. Aliens. All right. I'm going to get right into it. How are we not talking about this? How are we not talking about possible aliens? Seriously, this isn't clickbait. I'm not making this up. The DOD has been talking about this all year and even last year. This should be a major story we're discussing in America, but we've literally given more homepage time to the Island Boys than this story, the story that could be the most important story of our lifetimes. The Department of Defense has acknowledged that there are things flying around our airspace they don't understand, isn't one of ours, and doesn't look like anything our foes, adversaries, allies, compadres, nothing we've ever seen looks like what we're seeing in these videos, what we're seeing in photographs. They've been so concerned about it that they stopped calling them UFOs and started calling them UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. Then the military came out and said, yes, we have been investigating it. The Navy was charged with this responsibility, and also the videos that recently came out are real. The Navy has been investigating this. The military, the DOD said the videos that just recently came out are real. And what video, you may ask? The one where Navy jet fighter pilots were tracking a little tic-tac-shaped vehicle zipping around over the Pacific doing aerial acrobatics that legit stunned experienced fighter pilots. The whole thing was caught on their FLIR cameras along with a bunch of other instruments. Now that video was leaked or released, however you want to see it. And presto, the government's like, yep, that is real. And we have no clue what it is. Now Congress recently passed a bill to stand up the Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group, or AOIMSG, as a successor to the UAP task force that was long denied to even exist. AOIMSG, do you know how I know they don't want you to care about this? They didn't even turn it into a usable acronym. The Army managed to turn the name of the office that investigates sexual harassment and assault into something clever and memorable, like SHARP, S-H-A-R-P, Sexual Harassment Assault and Response Prevention. They could have made a clever acronym for this new UAP or UFO office. There's someone sitting on a clever one right now, I promise. But they went with AOIMSG, which you can't even turn into a freaking sound. OMSIG, AUMSIG, nothing. The whole purpose of this group is to, quote, address the challenges associated with assessing UAP occurring on or near DOD training ranges and installations, end quote. These things aren't just being seen by folks in rural areas with grainy cell phones. It's a real problem. A problem showing up on DOD training areas, installations. These things aren't just showing up in random spots over the country. They're showing up over our military installations. This is a huge deal. and it's barely made a ripple in the news. There's video of UAPs zipping around our jet fighters, and we're like, oh, cool. Next. This is the story of the century, and we simply don't care. Maybe the problem is the news itself. To say it's churning is an understatement, more like roiling, like half a 50-gallon metal drum full of excrement and 30-50 of diesel and mogas. The talking heads are out there, and they're stirring that mess up for the masses, and we love it. Fox and CNN make billions out of keeping your attention for 3 minutes at a time. And then they tell you to feel another way about something else. We're chimps, folks. We're chimps. If there was ever any better evidence to support that humans are chimps that stood up, made a wheel, invented Pornhub, and been trying to find a digital escape that would put us back on all fours, then cable and internet news is proof positive of that. Mark my words, TikTok-style news is coming to cell phones near you. And after that, you'll be living in the metaverse. 20 out of your 24 hours where you'll be inundated with clickbait dancing girls and acoustic versions of Lil Yachty songs. The very notion that the supreme governing body of the United States of America has acknowledged that our airspace is being violated by aircraft demonstrating technology that exceeds anything we currently possess openly, unclassified, should be so alarming that we should be demanding answers like that Tic Tac used steroids to win the World Series. We watch murder trials as if that's the only murder trial going on in the United States, and it's not. While we watched Rittenhouse, there were literally thousands of murder trials going on every year in this country. There are something like 150,000 murder trials conducted annually. Then the one trial that maybe we should be paying attention to is the Ghislaine Maxwell one, who may have helped run a child rape ring to the rich and powerful. Her trial is closed doors, and we get a courtroom sketch and printed words that we all know no one wants to read. That doesn't strike anyone as odd or weird. Let's pretend like it's not aliens. That's the Chinese. No one's freaking out that the Chinese are flying over our airspace. No one's freaking out that our most rich and powerful people, to include US presidents, were hanging out with a child rapist and his rape planner Ghislaine. That both of these stories are being publicly released with less priority than McDonald's announcing the return of the McRib. I was just talking to my friend Lou Elizondo about exactly this. Now, some of you may recognize that name. He's been very heavily involved in the UAP DOD end. And he tells me that it's a gradual disclosure. And I want to believe that. I want to believe that there is some sense to the speed and the techniques at which we're releasing this information that maybe smarter people, maybe political leaders understand human nature, and they're just trying to ease us into this knowledge that the universe is smaller than we think, that maybe we're not alone. Or maybe they're just trying to help us understand that technology is about to take some major leaps. I don't know. But I feel like aliens parking a UAP on the White House lawn will be interesting for 2 minutes until we scroll up and our attention is diverted to a compilation video of people blowing air into their dogs' faces. We're going to turn around, and there will be aliens from another planet or a dimension, and we're going to be like, oh yeah, we're not alone in the universe. And that probably has some serious ramifications to existential questions about who I am, the purpose of life, not to mention what this means about my religious beliefs that make up the fabric of my morals and ethics. Oh, this guy just made a cake in a cup of the microwave. Cool. Where are my QAnoners? Where are you guys on this? You guys distrust the government. You love a good conspiracy. You guys think JFK Jr. is still alive and he's going to be a president. How are my QAnoners not marching for disclosure? Where is literally anyone on this. A story about a trans swimmer breaking records and pissing off parents in Pennsylvania is homepage news on Fox right now. Nothing about UAPs. Nothing about Ghislaine Maxwell. Nothing. We care more about a swimming record pissing off conservative parents than we do about an invasion of airspace by potential alien life and our leaders raping children. Now, I'm all about defending swim races and rankings and, you know, the whole idea of trans people participating in sports is a discussion for another day. But how that ranks up against potential life from other planets visiting ours and or advanced technology of which we've never seen before and the world's most insane, most disgusting child rape ring, how those things match up against swimmers in Pennsylvania breaking records and pissing off parents is beyond me. But that's where we're at, folks. I don't know. Maybe it's better to get lost in the New York Post and read about what's going on in O.J. Simpson's life. Maybe that's easier than wrestling with the question of, are we alone? Is this it? A little blue dot in the darkness of space, a mote of dust suspended on a sunbeam. A tiny planet where the rich can subscribe to child rape, like you and I subscribe to Disney Plus. Ah, yes. Earth is cool, I guess. By the way, have you seen Hawkeye? Super dope, right? Damn, I love Disney Plus. It's just about enough to make you forget the world is still turning and churning and roiling, and that these stories are being released. Nobody can say they're not being released. I think that's the point, right? Nobody can say we're subverting the American public. We're not suppressing the story. We're not keeping people away from reading about it. We're just quietly releasing it. Kind of like a side cough. And by the way, Maxwell's raping children. And there might be aliens. But let's talk about COVID, folks. COVID and the mask. And Fauci's an a-hole and this and that, you know. These are all important stories, too. But this could be the story that... this could be the story of our lifetimes. This should be a little more prominent. And it's not. And why is that? Why is that? Sometimes it's not about smoke and fire. Sometimes the question of why is there so much damn smoke? Where are we being led? Why are we being led there? Now, I know I begin to sound like a conspiracy theorist, and you start my, like, maybe you're the QAnoner, Rod. Maybe you're the one that's looking at blinky lights in the sky and taking it out of context. Maybe they're just skunk works from Lockheed. Maybe they're fighter planes. Maybe it's DARPA. It's not aliens. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine until it's not, folks. Everything's fine until it's not. Jeffrey Epstein and his freak island. That shouldn't exist. That shouldn't exist. How is that a thing? How is it that we allowed political leaders to... we're letting them off the hook. We're letting them off the hook. One of the biggest stories of our lifetimes right there, this Maxwell story. And we get court sketches. Rittenhouse... We literally watched this entire kid's trial. We watched the prosecutor point an M16 at the jury. Or I thought, I'm sorry, an AR-15. We watched him point an AR-15 at the jury. We hung onto this trial, every word, every image. We dissected this kid crying on the stand. And we get a court sketch of Ghislaine Maxwell. We get a court sketch. This person is showing up to court wearing furs. She's looking like she's at a party. I don't know, folks. Little blue dot, darkness of space. And it just seems like whoever has the most assets here, they get to do whatever they want. No accountability. And I know she's on trial, but we'll see. I mean, old Jeff got out. He took the easy way out. He allegedly committed suicide. I don't know, man. Even that is up to debate. There's a lot of folks out there that have some interesting perspectives on Mr. Jeffrey Epstein. Only the back brief would bring you a story, would bring you an episode tying Jeffrey Epstein and aliens together. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the veteran news, but I thought this was interesting because this is DOD related and it is kind of the end of the year. We're about to enter the Christmas season, so happy holidays to everybody listening. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate deep in your heart. Enjoy it. Spend time with your family. Relax. Or don't relax. Get riled up. Get roiled up, if you will. Figure out what's going on out here. I don't know. I'm going to enjoy my Christmas. All right, folks. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This was The Back Brief. You can also check out my other podcast, Military Matters, at stripes.com. Military Matters is available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, you name it. We're there. Boom. Make sure you check out the other shows here at Connecting Vets. Make sure you check out my guy, Phil Briggs, Connecting Vets, CBS Eye on Veterans. That's CBS Eye on Veterans, another amazing podcast. And as always, go check out the news articles. Go check out some of this veteran-related news at ConnectingVets.com. All right, I'm Rod Rodriguez. That does it for me. I will see you at the next episode.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.